This is 89.1 WGLT and WGLT.org. Intentionally recording a studio album with a live audience can be perilous. What if the audience doesn't respond? What if the performers aren't in sync musically that night? For Janae and Jay Thomason of Hot Sauce Universe, that's the point. They say years ago they made a pact to record all their albums live with no overdubs. When the husband-wife team won a free recording session at Rock Solid Studio in Dunlap, they invited fans to sit in on the making of their latest album, According to Lore. Ahead of the second annual post-Halloween bonus bash tomorrow night at Night Shop presented by Hot Sauce Universe, Janae says the idea for the live audience sparked after re-recording their recent song, Real Thang, for a video shoot.
And the energy just wasn't the same. Me and him in a room in the dark. Like, we tried to vibe it up as much as possible, but it's just not the same without the audience there for us to give to and then thusly receive back and sort of cultivate and cycle that energy around.
So did it do what you wanted it to do? I mean, as far as the vibe of the room?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what's crazy is we actually almost canceled at the last minute because it was a night of crazy storms that were happening. So we all had emergency signals coming to our phones saying that there's flash flood warnings, the tornado sirens went off, so on and so forth. And so
there was thunder and lightning.
So there was electricity in the air, and they made it even better.
Honestly,
and we had people traveling from like Champaign and Bloomington, and it was up in Dunlap.
So yeah.
Well, you mentioned Real Thing. You've already recorded that. You put it on this album.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because we love it.
Yeah, this is true for both of the tunes that we re-recorded, Real Thing and Back Off Dude. Mm-hmm. We feel like both of the tunes deserve really great representation for what the song is.
Well, you got what I want and what you need is me loving you so heavenly. But now we're living undeniably in love when the times are tough. We got gold means that we don't have to spend a lot. Don't need three cars and jet skis. Don't need big screens or streaming fees. Cause even on the streets it'd be you and me. Living life, we're living good. We don't need anything. What we've cultivated, this trust that it's us. No matter what strikes, what hits, we got this. And it'll be damn good, you see. Typical, putting on a show like life is grand, you know. We got the real thing, we got the real thing. Da 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 ba da ba doom da 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 ba da ba da.
It's an obvious love song between the two of you.
It's more than that as well.
Right. I mean, it's about life, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And making life the and most of where you're at, too. You know what
yes.
I mean? Like,
one of the lines is, you got to realize that what you energize, you materialize.
Goodness that is here, don't focus on the fear. You got to realize what you energize, you materialize. Yeah, that's the real thing. Yeah, that's the real thing.
This whole record was pretty intentional. We've never written like this before, but we...
What do you mean? Haven't written like what?
Well, frankly, we jam, man. So, like, Real Things started out sort of as, like, a spoken word sort of thing. I didn't have any melody to it. It was just rhythm and lyrics. And we were at one of our Sunday gigs at Tailgaters down in Leroy, and he played something, and I decided to sing what I had written for that over the top of it, and then we just jammed on it, and then eventually I wrote a second verse, and this is like over the course of a year or something. It's ridiculous. So eventually I wrote a second verse, and then the hook, the ba-da-da-da-ba-da-ba-do, that happened in the car on the way to the Redneck Wind Chime Festival in 2017.
I legit got the guitar out from the back seat, and like we played it at the show that we were driving to.
Yeah, we played it like that for the first time, and then it's been like that ever since.
Yeah, that's the real thing. Yeah, that's the real thing. Da da ba da ba doom da 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 ba da ba da da ba da ba doom da.
So I talked with Isaac Elker of Good Morning Bedlam just a few weeks ago, because they were in town playing Night Shop, and his wife is in the band, all right? Mm-hmm. And there's two other people in the band. He said, it's really cool to write a song with your wife because I can write something, say something, and then she can respond to what I have written, and it's a really neat dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You two write songs together,
mm-hmm.
but you're the vocalist and you're the guitarist, and I know you're playing rhythm as well, too. Mm-hmm. Are you guys improvising that way off of each other?
Oh, my gosh,
constantly.
Yes. And Darkest Days on the album, According to Lore, is actually like a great example of that.
It's purely raw. We wrote it in a night. I jotted things down as they came to me. We continued to play it for, I don't know, an hour or something, a half hour or something like that. Frankly, we both cried when we wrote it. And so there were like specific chunks that I knew I wanted to get in there. And then we specifically did not.
We didn't touch it.
We didn't touch it after that until we got to the recording.
It's not me on my darkest days. It's a flip side. I'm turning away any love.
I knew what I was going for, and he's just really good at coming right along with me.
Are you talking about the night of the recording itself?
Yeah, the performance itself.
So you're improvising during the live performance.
Yeah, so he
during
had,
the live recording, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would scare the bejesus out of a lot of musicians, right?
Oh, man.
Well, the vulnerability of that comes through on the recording, and that's one of the things
that's so
that I
much
think
of it.